Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. It's up, it's up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX, now playing, and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. 56% of job seekers say the biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications. This according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be lonely, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding that job that fits you. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location nearest to you at expresspros.com. No fees for somebody seeking a job. Visit expresspros.com.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Final hour on this Tuesday. We'll check in with the Chargers head coach, Brandon Staley, in about 15 minutes from now. More phone calls from you. Touched on a variety of topics today. By the way, according to Ian Rappaport, Richard Sherman is visiting the Tampa Bay Buccaneers today. That's his first visit, a free agent for Richard Sherman. He had been rumored to maybe reuniting with the 49ers, maybe Seattle, and he's going to make a pit stop with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle at DP Show. When you have a standalone game, the national perception changes dramatically. You're either a lot better or you're a lot worse. Usually when somebody watches a standalone game, you don't come away with a, blasé feeling. You either have, boy, the Eagles are terrible, or, man, the Cowboys look like they could be a real playoff contender. Maybe, you know, go to the NFC title game. I mean, that's the feeling today. The Eagles are in a rebuild. They just don't know they're in a rebuild. And the Cowboys, with that offense, a couple of playmakers on defense, they're going to be a tough team to beat. You also look at the division that they're in. We haven't seen much from the Giants. We haven't seen anything from the Eagles. And you always have the wild card with Washington. Maybe that defense acts like it's supposed to, but hasn't through the first three games of the season. But Dallas with a big win last night. Impressive win. A win that you would expect, but Dak looked good, completing 80% of his passes now in back-to-back games. What was more impressive was the win against the Chargers, because you're doing that on the road, and they're not afraid to establish the run, which I like, because, like, why not have an impact, a statement, where you control the line of scrimmage and you keep your defense off the field? I want Micah Parsons, when he comes on the field, to just be ready to go. Trayvon Diggs has established himself as the Cowboys' best cornerback in years. Like, that is a locked-down defensive back. Okay, you got a couple of playmakers on there. Because for years, because you play for the Cowboys, oh, do you see who they got? They got DeMarcus Lawrence. Like, already? What's he done the last couple of years? Leighton Vander Esch, he's one of the great stories. Okay. And you would have these guys and you go, just because you play for the Cowboys, you're immediately better than what you are. Micah Parsons is better than what you think he is, probably. And Trayvon Diggs. And he's playing it differently than just a regular middle linebacker. Like, I can line him up on the edge. And he may be even more valuable on the edge. He's a little undersized. He's like Elvis Dumervil. Wasn't he like 5'11", maybe?
Out of Louisville?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you have that sort of undersized, but he's quick. And Trayvon Diggs, Played well again last night with Devontae Smith. Yeah, pulling.
Elvis Dumerville, 5'11". Great pull by you. His middle name, by the way, Elvis Cool Dumerville. I had no idea.
Cool.
We had him on the show years ago.
Yeah, we did. Yes, McLovin.
But if Micah Parsons was like a Carolina Panther, even though he looks great, like we probably wouldn't be talking about him that much anyway. It's how do we know he's not the Cowboys effect as well?
Well, because they're on Monday Night Football.
Yeah.
And yes, is he going to get more publicity? But this is a guy that if you looked at what he did at Penn State and you look at the measurables, that he was going to be an impact player. The question is, was he going to act like a rookie? We often look at the quarterback who's a rookie and go, man, he looks lost out there. Defensive players can look lost out there too as a rookie. And I think if you saw in the preseason, Micah Parsons was all over the field. But there are times when I thought Tom Brady manipulated him, and that's understandable. I mean, this is going to happen, but he'll get better, and Trayvon Diggs as well. But you're going to need that defense to stop somebody at some point this year. And as good as that offense can be, going to come down to a defensive stop. And I looked at the schedule here. You got Carolina. You're hosting Carolina. Then you're hosting the Giants at New England, at Minnesota. Then you host Denver, host Atlanta, then you're at Kansas City. I mean, conceivably, you could look at that they win all of those games, maybe lose one, and then they go into Kansas City. But then after that, they got the Raiders, the Saints, Washington, New York, Washington, Arizona, Philadelphia. They could conceivably have, 12 wins this year. You could make an argument that, given what it looks like on paper right now, that they could have the most wins in the NFC. Division isn't good. Rams got competition top to bottom in their division. Tampa Bay has a little more competition with the Saints and maybe Carolina. Atlanta always gives them a tough time. So is Green Bay going to be able to breeze through the NFC North? And I don't know. They should, but I don't know. And that's where you get the team that has 12 wins, 13 wins. Those are the teams that host the NFC title game. Yeah, I'm pulling.
I look at some of the point differentials. The Packers are 2-1, but they've been outscored by 15 points this year.
Yeah.
And then the entire AFC South, McLovin's AFC South, they've all been outscored by at least 9 points on the season. AFC South.
Make sure you pick up a bag of Penny's Bang Biscuits, danpatrick.com. We listened to you. You said, hey, can you get smaller size biscuits for smaller size dogs? Yes. The biscuits are handmade from scratch. Healthy, all-natural ingredients, 20% of all Bang Biscuits. The sales will be given to hand-picked partners in the pet industry, including the place where I got my puppy, Winnie, and also Penny. We got those from a rescue shelter. So go to danpatrick.com and pick up a bag of Penny's Bang Biscuits. By the way, Sunday night, Tom Brady returns to New England, if you haven't heard, facing off against his former team. That'll be Sunday night on NBC and Peacock. Here's Tom Brady on his weekly podcast, the Let's Go podcast with Jim Gray as the host. And here's Tom talking about going back to Foxborough.
There's different emotions that are cued by different experiences and feelings. And I think when I think of 20 years in one place, you're right. I know that locker room. I know that home locker room. I know that home tunnel. I know, which way the wind blows. I know everything about that. I know the way it smells. I know what a night game's like. I know what the fans are going to sound like. So in some ways that'll be really unique. I've never had that experience going to, New England will be a first time for me being on the other sideline. So, I'm not going to necessarily reminisce. I don't think this is the moment for that. And I'll have plenty of opportunities to reminisce about my football career. None of which I really care to do right now because I'm so much in the moment.
Yeah, I don't think he's reminiscing with Bill Belichick anytime soon. Now, I still go back to the interview prior to the Super Bowl against the Eagles when I asked him, do you think you and Bill will ever open up the scrapbook and take a trip down memory lane? He goes, no. Really? No, that's not what we do. That's not what he does. Yeah, Seton.
I wonder if Tom is worried about the locker room being bugged.
Ooh.
He's never played in that locker room, the visiting one. So
wouldn't he know where the bugs are in the visiting locker room? He'd be like, the locker 47, stay away from that.
Imagine if the Patriots like absolutely destroy the Buccaneers in post-game. Brady's like, we all know what went on here.
Yeah.
We all know.
Yeah, they bug the locker room. They do that.
It's like they knew every play was coming before it happened.
Yeah. Bill Belichick does his weekly media press conference, but he also has a radio appearance on WEEI, and he was asked a question about, did the Patriots truly want to re-sign Tom Brady?
Bill, over the course of you and Tom's time together, you said dozens of times that there was no quarterback you would rather have. When did that change?
No, never changed.
So you wanted Tom to re-sign here after the 2019 season?
Well, I think we've been through all the dynamics of that. You know, he looked at his options and made his decision. We weren't as good an option as Tampa. It wasn't a question of not wanting him, that's for sure.
Yeah, they made him an offer, but it was an offer he could refuse. It wasn't one of those where Tom goes, man, I don't want to go back there and play for him, but this offer is so good, hon. I've got to stay here. Yeah, Paulie.
So I looked up, Bill Belichick has a deal with WEEI to come on with these guys who do the show every week. Imagine like the host every week, he just wants to say one day, Coach, could you please speak up just a little bit? Like it's week 16. We've been doing this interview every week. Can you just a little bit speak up? Pump up the phone.
Coach, could you enunciate? Just try that a little bit.
Full right? sentence, please.
Yeah. Yes, McLove.
You know when you're talking to someone and their mouth is not at the phone and they, you can half hear them, but you don't want to be rude?
Yeah.
That pretty much every conversation with my wife, I just say, I know she's not listening. Like,
yeah, Bill's over here like this. He's not even on the microphone. He's probably watching film over here. And it's like, we were gonna.
Coach, what did you think of Mac Jones last weekend?
Yes, Todd.
When Bill Belichick keeps saying in these press conferences, I don't want to rehash this or that, or I don't want to go down that road, how much of it is it to blame the media for rehashing things, and how much is Bill Belichick just trying to avoid questions or having short-term memory?
Okay.
Because he seems to think he's covered every possible question. Already.
No, here's the problem. If you don't hash something, you can't rehash something. That's the way it works, Coach. Bill didn't do this, you know, press conference where I'm going to tell this a tell all. I'm going to say this for once. The only time I'm going to say this, this is my thoughts on this. He hasn't hashed it. We still don't know the full story here. One day we will. We don't know the full story. Yes, yeah,
I like too that they're like. Bill, at the end of maybe last season or the season before, he's just like, well, what do you expect? We're not going to be any good, of course. I mean, we completely sold out. We sunk everything into the offense that we had the last couple of years. It's not my fault. It's, what do you expect?
Yeah. What's the poll question there, McLevin?
Okay, hour one and two was, which second-tier NFC contender is most likely to go to the Super Bowl? I guess they might not be second-tier anymore, but the Cowboys beat out the Cardinals.
Okay.
Cardinals. Paul and I were just discussing an hour three poll. Preseason we had, would you take the Bucs and the Chiefs or the field to make the Super Bowl? If you put up that poll now, is anyone taking the Bucs and the Chiefs? Are you less likely to take the Bucs?
But
and
you
the Chiefs?
Get one of so you got so, two chances for one team to get in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, exactly.
Would I take that bet?
Or if not, what two teams would you put in there as your two most sure things?
Well, I probably still put those two teams in there. Like if you put the Rams, like are people more assured that the Rams are going to go to the Super Bowl?
I think so.
I mean, the Rams had a great week. A standalone game, and then, you know, everybody has an idea of how the Rams are going to be. I thought, you know, what stood out to me with the Rams was DeSean Jackson. Because when you think of Cooper Kupp, Higbee, Woods is coming back. Like you don't think of DeSean Jackson. And Stafford has the ability to throw deep. But when you have that many weapons, I mean, that's impressive. And then I got two of the best defensive players in the game. It's just that's such a tough division. I would still stay with Kansas City. And Tampa Bay. Yeah, Paul.
It feels like people like the Buffalo Bills but don't love the Bills. The Bills are, you know, I know they're 2-1, but they've outscored their opponents by 50 points.
Yeah.
You don't hear people saying, I'll take the Bills over the Chiefs yet.
I love Josh Allen. I think there's so much pressure on him to make things happen. Cole Beasley had a really good game this past game. Is the defense formidable enough? Can they run the football? Those are, you know, Josh Allen's going to be obviously your leading passer. I don't want him to be my leading rusher, but he's going to be. I mean, he's extremely talented, and I've said, you know, last year, he was as valuable to his team as Aaron Rodgers was to the Packers. I mean, Rodgers was the MVP, and rightfully so. Josh Allen was equal in what they expected out of him. Now, he did have Stephon Diggs, but then, you know, Aaron's got Devontae Adams. And Aaron Jones, a really good running back. Yeah, McLovin.
Updated Super Bowl odds as before, after week three, the Chiefs and Bucks, you're right, were still 1-2. Chiefs 1, Bucks 2, yeah. But the Rams are moving up to 3rd and the Bills are 4th. So you guys kind of nailed it. Like, they're on the verge of taking over the 1-2.
Yeah. Jeff in Detroit, then we'll take a break. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, what up, though? One time for Chat Row. What did we do to deserve Friday Fritzy on a Tuesday? I mean, my goodness, you guys are cooking today. Listen, I want to give a get well soon to Noreen Montgomery of Chat Row. She had a little faux pas in Alaska, but we're sending her get well wishes. She's a big fan of yours, and I'm sure she's listening right now. Just a quick question, Dan. Heard Dak Prescott yesterday on Rich Eisen's show, and he was stating that it's not about the money. He just wanted to be a Cowboy. If I'm not mistaken, didn't he turn down a deal for like 4 years, 160 to get 5, 175? And in that situation, I guess I'm asking you, if I get paid more, am I looked upon as being better than you? Is it like, you know, that type of thing with quarterbacks? Because, I mean, $15 million, you're still a Dallas Cowboy. I'm trying to figure out, if it's not about the money, then what is it?
Well, it's about the money, but it was strategy on Dak's agent's part. I mean, they played it brilliantly. I brought it up, you know, in the moment where I said Jerry Jones should pay him right now, because if not, then you're going to have to pay him $40 million a year. And they waited and they waited and they waited. The injury didn't matter, and it cost him, you know, they're going to pay him 40 some million dollars a year. But Jerry can say, well, it's a great deal. It's not a great deal for Jerry. Well, he could have made a great deal. He didn't. And, you know, for whatever reason, you were going to string this out a little bit, and you could have paid Dak Prescott. You were going to pay him. It's not like there was a great mystery, and the longer you wait in paying your quarterback, the more it's going to cost you. Plain and simple. Did you guys see where Michael Porter Jr. is going to re-sign with Denver? He's going to make $40 million a year. Man. There's just, is he the new Alan Crabb? And if you have to ask who does he play for, then you shouldn't be able to get a max deal. Yeah, Seton.
It really is crazy that when you're starting to look at just like the average, say, yeah, NBA contract, and then comparing that with the lottery. It's like the these massive jackpot lottery winnings, like Powerball. Like, yeah. Oh, yeah, it's about the same.
Yeah. But they have to pay that money to somebody on the roster. I mean, they do. They're like,
So if Seton was on the roster, he gets it?
He would probably get, you know, a few million dollars.
Dang.
Yeah, Paul.
Remember we had a rule idea that you can't have make more millions than your points, rebounds, yeah, and assists combined?
Yes.
He averages 19.7 and 1. So he's averaging like 26 with his stats.
Yeah. Yes, McLovin.
He's 23 and he's making 40. That's a lot of money for a 23-year-old.
I know.
He's set for life. He's going to be 26 and can walk away.
Does the market crash at some point in the NBA? Let's take a break. We'll check in with the Chargers coming up. More phone calls. We're back after this in the Dan Patrick Show. You can hear it in my voice, right? You can hear that energy. In fact, that sounds like energy. M-Drive. The everyday supplement for driven guys who refuse to let age slow them down. Packed with clinically tested ingredients, M-Drive supports healthy testosterone levels while helping maintain lean muscle and giving you the energy to fight back against aging. So you can compete every day. And every day is the Super Bowl around here. MDriveDan.com. Have it delivered right to your door. They offer free shipping, 60-day money-back guarantee, nothing to lose. M-Drive can also be picked up at Walgreens, Rite Aid, Vitamin Shoppe. We're all getting older, but that doesn't mean I have to act my age. And this is a young man's game, trying to keep up with these young guys. M-Drive gives you the T support you need to compete and win. And M-Drive's not for everyone. It's only for the driven. Visit MDriveDan.com for more strength, energy, T support to fuel your daily drive. Pick it up at Walgreens, Rite Aid, Vitamin Shoppe, or mdrivedan.com. Don't let age beat you. Refine your prime with mDrive. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know I even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
If I could eat bacon for every meal, I think I would. I don't think I would. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, brunch. My love for bacon is no joke. My wife, who I love as much as bacon, says I would even put bacon in cereal if I could.
You know, I thought that I knew what good bacon was. Turns out, nope. I was wrong, because then I tried Wright brand bacon, and honestly, I was speechless. And you know, it takes a lot to get me speechless, Paulie, but it was mind-blowing how good it was. And now here I am, a man that's been eating bacon his whole life, like it's his job, and I've never tried bacon like this before.
We're talking about number one, thick-cut, flip-your-whole-world-upside-down bacon, man.
Everything from the thickness of it to how it's actually real wood smoked just makes it taste unbelievable. It's really indescribable. I can't do it justice. And you should really just try it for yourself.
Yeah, don't be average. You're better than that. Do yourself a favor and get some Wright brand bacon in you. I'm getting upset. Experience bacon the right way. Wright brand bacon.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. More phone calls coming up. Notre Dame head coach Brian Kelly on the show tomorrow. Just became the all-time winner at Notre Dame, passing Newt Rockne and Ara Parseghian. Wow. I'm old enough to remember when Ara was at Notre Dame. He was at Northwestern before that, then he went to Notre Dame. I'm not old enough to remember Newt Rockne when he was coaching. All right, 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com. He's the Chargers head coach, the 2-1 Chargers, fresh off the win against the Kansas City Chiefs. Brandon Staley back on the program. Coach, congratulations. Did you watch Monday Night Football?
I took a peek at it. Not very much of it, but took a peek at it.
But if that's AFC games, AFC teams, would you be more apt to be watching them?
I kind of believe in the power of focus. I have a difficult time game planning while a ball game's going on. So one of my best friends is the D coordinator for Philly. So I was taking a peek at it just for a second. And, you know, we played Dallas. So kind of wanted to see how that team looked. And so I took a peek at it, but I'm not big during the game planning process of doing two things at once.
Okay. You just played Dallas. Dallas picks up the win. What is it that you saw with Dallas? Like, what impressed you?
Well, I played them the year before when I was with the Rams. And I know that when we played them that first game of the 2020 season, I just felt like it was a really complete offense because they have a $40 million quarterback who's outstanding. They have a line, you know, with two really all-decade type players in Zach Martin and Tyron Smith. And then you talk about their runners and their receivers. I mean, you got Zeke, Pollard, Amari Cooper, CeeDee Lamb, Michael Gallup. And I'm a big fan of Jarwin and Schultz. I think they're a really complete offense. And that's what I saw this year. And I felt like, you know, we hung tough for some this year with the Chargers. And I felt like gave ourselves a chance against that team. It's just, they're a really difficult team to defend. And I felt like holding them to 20, you know, we were proud of that. We can certainly play better for sure. That's just, it's a really complete offense. And you're seeing it with the way they score the ball, balance, run in the pass game. And they've got a quarterback that can make a lot happen. So they're a tough cover for sure.
Patrick Mahomes was held to less than 6 yards per attempt against the Chargers. That's the third lowest yards per attempt in a single game in his career. What did you make him do that he didn't want to do?
Well, I think that was certainly the storyline in the game for me defensively, as we wanted to put a roof over the coverages. They're a knockout team, and they normally knock you out early. And they do it in the deep part of the field.
Now, when you say roof over the coverage, layman's terms.
Yeah, meaning you're not going deep against us. And we're going to be aware. We're going to catch you when you're running deep. We're going to have people waiting on you in a lot of different ways. What we try to do is have a variety of coverage systems that collect people in the deep part of the field. And when you have all those guys who can get deep like they have with Tyreek and Kelce and Hardman, Pringle, all those guys can get deep. So, and they got a quarterback that can hit you deep. Okay. And a lot of times it's all outside the rhythm and timing of the play. And so to defend them, Dan, in the passing game, you have to have your pass rush and your pass coverage connected. And that's what I was most proud of in the game because, you know, this guy's a truly unique player and he's playing with some unique players. So it takes a team effort on defense, and I felt like we played the way we needed to on Sunday.
What's more important, if I said you had to pick offense or defense, going into a game with Kansas City, is it more important that your offense is great or your defense is great, if you had to pick one of the two?
If you have to pick one, Dan, it's your offense. Because historically, this guy doesn't get held under 24 points very much. You know, that's what the data tells you, is that he's going to score. And so I think, it's like defending Golden State. You can't just expect this to be an old school Eastern Conference final, New York Knicks, Chicago Bulls, 83-79 slugfest. It's just, it's not going to be played that way. You have to be able to score the ball. And I felt like that's what gave us a chance in the game, was we were 4 out of 5 touchdowns in the red area. You got to be of that mindset to score the football. And so we're fortunate that we also have a complete offense, led by a tremendous quarterback, and we've got really good skill players, and our offensive line is really coming together. So when you play against that team, you got to be able to score.
If somebody hadn't seen Justin Herbert play, how would you describe that?
I think he makes playing quarterback look effortless. I think that there's a lot that the way he plays, where he's just really, really smooth, where you don't even realize what's, unfolding before your eyes. Like some of the throws that he's able to make, some of the plays he's able to make, he really makes it look easy. He's just a really smooth player. Like just his stroke, like the way he throws the football, it's such an effortless stroke. It doesn't look like he's straining. You know, he had this throw against the Cowboys. It's a field hash, kind of two deep zone beater. Hey, I'm going to keep my eyes in the middle, and then I'm going to unpack really like a 60 plus yard throw on the sideline to Keenan. and just the velocity of that throw is just really unique, the way he can play the game. And I think the other thing, Dan, about him is he's really instinctive for the position. You know, he plays the game with tremendous instincts on game day. Like, he is truly at his best on game day because he can see the field. He can see the field. He can feel the rush. And he's got those instincts where he's making the right decision a lot of the time. And that's really special. And then, you know, he's just one of the guys too. Like, if you see the way his teammates play around him, I think you can tell a lot about a quarterback by how his teammates respond to him on both sides of the ball. And if you look at that game on Sunday, the way our team feels about him, I think tells you a lot of who he is as a person and as a competitor.
Do you sometimes forget that he's played 20 some games in his career? Like, that he's a kid out there.
He can make you feel that way for sure. He can make you feel like you're around a much wiser, older player with how he is able to absorb and process and then apply. You know, he just has that capacity. You know, I like that word. Like, he has that capacity. But at the same time, you do realize that he's at the beginning, and you know, myself and Joe Lombardi, Shane Day, we're trying to dive into his game all the time because there's so many areas where he can improve. And what's exciting is that he loves to improve. He loves the work. He loves that process to improve. And, you know, we're still at the beginning with him, but I know that on Sunday, he was a big reason why we won that game.
He's Brandon Staley, the Chargers head coach. They got the Raiders on Monday night. And coach, of course, went to the University of Dayton, started 2 years, I believe, at quarterback, going 16-5. Is that right? Do you think is that your one-loss record, coach?
16-5. I remember all five losses, that's for sure.
Okay, but do you ever sit down with Justin Herbert and you both reminisce about your college days? Like, you tell him, this is what I used to do at the University of Dayton?
I don't go back to my quarterbacking days too often. Okay. I'm a lot more impressed by his quarterbacking status, and we try to keep that the main focus. I definitely wouldn't want him to create any bad habits by watching my game tape.
Okay, but what if I had a head coaching quarterback challenge? Who would be the best head coach?
Well, I think I take Justin and I take Justin and I to the game versus anybody.
Just the head coaches. It's just you versus.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant quarterback
Cliff,
head coach competition.
Cliff Kingsbury, Frank Reich.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you're talking about you're talking about some pretty impressive names there. I don't know if I would be able to take. You know, I certainly got confidence in myself. I think it would depend on the competition for sure. But
well, you got to be better than Gruden, right?
I think that's safe to say.
Wait, that's bulletin board material here for this Monday night game.
No, definitely not. I was a freshman in college when they won the Super Bowl, and he came to speak at UD. He was doing his book tour, so he's certainly accomplished a lot more as an NFL coach than I am.
What were you doing 5 years ago this weekend?
5 years ago, I was at Carroll. I think we just.
So John Carroll, yeah, outside of Cleveland.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you played Heidelberg?
Yeah. Yeah. Listen, before I got to Carroll, they got absolutely smoked by this team. This kind of was like a rugged, tough, really have a lot of respect for this football team. They've had a lot of NFL guys come out of there. And, you know, I think they lost like 42-14 the year before Tommy and I got there. And that was it. That was a rivalry that we really had to turn around. And they always played us tough. And that was a big game in that 2016 season, kind of our best season, that magical season that we had. And we had a good game plan. They had a really good runner and really good receiver who ended up going to the NFL, Dante Dye. So we ended up kind of taking him out of the game. And so that's what I was doing 5 years ago.
That's amazing. Now, did Coach Shula go to John Carroll?
Yeah, Coach Shula is the most famous Carroll alum.
But then you add, you know, Dayton had John Gruden, Jerry Faust, and Chuck Knoll.
Yeah, oh yeah, Coach Knoll, yep.
Yeah, I don't know how many schools have head coaches who won a Super Bowl, and Dayton's got two, and then you'll be the third.
Well, you're too kind. Well, I coached with, you know, the guy that brought me into the NFL is John Fox, and Foxy means so much to me. I certainly wouldn't be here without him. And he coached for Chuck Knoll. And he's one of those guys that, you know, man, I wish I could have met him, because just the stories that people have about him and how he led that football team, and just a lot of the coaches that have kind of come out of there, you know, Tony Dungy and all these amazing coaches. Like, I'm a proud UD. I'm proud to share that UD alumni with Coach Nolan and John, for sure.
Great to talk to you again, Coach. Congratulations on the win. Good luck Monday night against John Gruden and company.
Thanks a lot, Dan. Have a great day.
Brandon Staley. You know, what I saw, what's interesting with the Chargers, they were aggressive. They were aggressive late in the game. They went for it on 4th and 9. And you have to do that with Kansas City. I think you're going to see teams all year long on 4th down, when it's manageable, go for it against the Chiefs instead of kicking a field goal or if you're in a punt position. Because you got to push the envelope on them. That defense isn't that good, and I can't let Mahomes have the ball back. You got to score touchdowns. Now, you can't go into the red zone and kick field goals. And the Chargers were aggressive. But also, when you're limiting him to less than 6 yards per attempt, that's what's amazing. They also hit him 7 times. So that's one of those where, and yes, the Chargers or the Chiefs could be 3-0. They could be 0-3. They're 1-2. There's a lot of football left to be played. A lot. And we get caught up in that, you know, oh my God, you're a Chiefs fan. Okay. They'll somehow figure this out. It's like I tell people with college football, wait till Thanksgiving. I know you want to say, I know exactly what Clemson's going to be. I know exactly what Oregon's going to be, or Ohio State, or whoever it might be. Now, I do know how Alabama's going to be, but Ohio State losing, how do they rebound? Clemson out of the national title picture here. Same thing with the NFL. You get a larger sample size, and then you go, okay, I got an idea what this team is going to be all about. I mean, that's no fun in this business. We like to tell you week to week, we've got this figured out. Because somebody's going to win a game this next weekend where you're going to go, I never would have thought that. It's because we're still trying to figure out, the teams are still trying to figure out how good they are, who they can count on. Brandon in Georgia joins us. Hey, Brandon, what's on your mind?
What's going on, y'all? I was listening to what y'all were talking about, Trevor Lawrence. And, you know, we always like to talk about when a player is being picked in the draft after college. But I think it's equally important or more important who drafts you, which team drafts a player. And, you know, we can just look at Stafford as great evidence to that, because he went to Detroit and, I mean, great player, but just nothing really happened with it. Now look at him with the Rams. He's got a very good chance of being the MVP and winning the Super Bowl. Yeah. And so I place more importance on who drafts a player. I think Trevor Lawrence, you know, if he would have went to, you know, let's say with Belichick up in New England, or if he would have went, you know, somewhere else, then he would have had a better chance of, and probably would be playing better than he is right now.
Yeah, but, you know, Jacksonville has historically played better than the Jets have, you know, and that's the second pick. He could have gone to the Jets and it could have been just as bad. And yeah, he could have gone to New England and had obviously an established coach, a good offensive line. Yeah. A lot of it depends on, if I've said this before, if Patrick Mahomes is playing for the Jets, we would go, wow, that guy, he's fun to watch. At no point would you go, he could be the greatest quarterback of all time. At no point. You wouldn't. And you could say this about a lot of quarterbacks in where they're taken, in the fact, like Tom Brady. Brady said to me years ago, if he had been taken in the first round, he probably wouldn't still be in the league. Those are his words. Because he needed to have time. He was with a playoff caliber team. And, you know, he was able to sit on the sidelines, watch Drew Bledsoe, got his opportunity, got a really good team, defensive-minded team, and he provided just enough offense, and then Vinatieri kicks a field goal. I mean, that's the magic in all of this. But if Drew Bledsoe doesn't get hurt, Tom Brady's not the greatest quarterback of all time. It'd be delayed years. And then Bledsoe got traded to Buffalo. I mean, that's how crazy all of this is. Do I think that Matthew Stafford in Green Bay and Aaron Rodgers in Detroit, are their careers switched? You could make that argument. I mean, Rodgers is great. But, you know, if I put him in with the Lions, is he making them that much better? I don't know. But he's probably starting as a rookie. And then who knows if he's still playing. Like, that's – if Matthew Stafford has talent and he's playing for Green Bay, is he a better quarterback? Absolutely. Yes. It's a better organization. Ben Roethlisberger going to the Pittsburgh Steelers, where you always have continuity. Your head coach, you'll always have that. And it's a great franchise. And that was a great team that he went to, a talented team. You know, you had a Hall of Fame running back. Your offensive line, like, you had weapons there. And that's what helped Ben Roethlisberger. Eli Manning didn't want to play for the Chargers because he and his father didn't trust the organization. He was dysfunctional. He goes to the Giants, a blue blood franchise. Good offensive line, very good defensive line, couple of skilled position players. Eli's able to get the starting job, taken over for Kurt Warner. And there was an infrastructure there to protect him. If Eli goes to some other random team, if he goes to the Cleveland Browns, he's not a Hall of Famer. That's how the margin between good and great, great and Hall of Fame, it can come down to something really simple, like an injury. Trent Green goes down, Kurt Warner steps in. Becomes Hall of Famer. Crazy. Yeah, Paul.
You talk about Matt Stafford. He went to the playoffs three times as a Detroit Lions quarterback. He had five winning seasons with the Lions. Before Matt Stafford joined the Lions, they hadn't had a winning season or a playoff appearance in 12 years. Yeah. So as bad, you know, as much as people critique them, they didn't get him to the promised land, he made them relevant. He had five winning seasons.
We'll take a break. Last call for phone calls, what we learn, what's in store tomorrow, right after this. Did you know that the major champs, John Rahm, Phil Mickelson, both play the Callaway Chrome Soft X golf ball? Callaway doesn't just make a better golf ball for those who win majors. They make a better ball for all of us. No matter what style of game you play, there's a better Chrome Soft golf ball for you. The original Chrome Soft is Callaway's number one selling tour ball because most golfers love the combination of incredible distance, soft feel, and short game control. Then there's Callaway's number one ball on tour, Chrome Soft X. The ball is designed to give players precise shot workability and amazing greenside action. And if you want to hit some bombs, Callaway's longest tour ball, the new Chrome Soft X LS. The LS for low spin, providing max distance off the tee but maintains tour level short game spin. Chrome Soft isn't just better for major champs like Phil Mickelson and John Rahm. It's better for all of us. Find your Chrome Soft at CallawayGolf.com/ChromeSoft. CallawayGolf.com/ChromeSoft. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
If I could eat bacon for every meal, I think I would. I don't think I would. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, brunch. My love for bacon is no joke. My wife, who I love as much as bacon, says I would even put bacon in cereal if I could.
You know, I thought that I knew what good bacon was. Turns out, nope. I was wrong, because then I tried Wright brand bacon, and honestly, I was speechless. And you know it takes a lot to get me speechless, Paulie, but it was mind-blowing how good it was. And now here I am, a man that's been eating bacon his whole life, like it's his job, and I've never tried bacon like this before.
We're talking about number one, thick-cut, flip-your-whole-world-upside-down bacon, man.
Everything from the thickness of it to how it's actually real wood smoked just makes it taste unbelievable. It's really indescribable. I can't do it justice. And you should really just try it for yourself.
Yeah, don't be average. You're better than that. Do yourself a favor and get some Wright brand bacon in you. I'm getting upset. Experience bacon the right way. Wright brand bacon.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX, now playing and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
I know a lot of attention is going to be on Tampa Bay at New England, and rightfully so. Arizona at the Rams. So the Rams just coming off the win against Tampa Bay. This one's tricky right now. I'm not calling it yet. Carolina at Dallas on Sunday. Pittsburgh at Green Bay. Indianapolis at Miami. I am curious about Indianapolis and Miami because I have no idea what to expect out of these two teams. Pittsburgh at Green Bay. This is the first time Ben has gone to Lambeau to face Aaron Rodgers. Does that sound right? Man. Ben's 39, Rodgers 37. The last time the Steelers were in Lambeau, Matt Flynn was the quarterback in for Rodgers, and Pittsburgh won that game. But those are some of the other games coming up this weekend. Here are the Super Bowl odds as they stand today. The Chiefs are still the favorites, then the Buccaneers, then the Rams, Bills, Packers, Browns, Ravens, Niners. There's a big leap from the Niners to the Chargers. Plus 1,500 for the Niners, plus 2,500 for the Chargers. But right now, it's still the Chiefs and the Buccaneers, your favorites. If I was going to take a second tier, so after the top, let's see. Chiefs, Bucks, Rams, Bills, then Packers, Browns, Ravens, Niners. So after that, I would take, do I take the Chargers or do I take the Titans? I'm still bullish on the Titans. I might be on an island here. I would probably do the Titans at plus 2,500. Probably. Couple more phone calls in here. Joe in Oregon. Hi, Joe. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. How are you, bud? Out here in Bend, Oregon, setting up Widgie Creek Golf Course. It's nice. Beautiful out here today.
Nice.
So I just want to ask you what you think about, you know, Justin Herbert getting passed over, you know. I mean, I know he went sixth, which is, you know, still a very high draft pick, but, man, I watched him against, you know, every Pac-12 quarterback that came through, you know, and I've seen, you know, some other pros at Oregon, you know, quite a bit in person. He's like, he's a different animal. I mean, a great example was, you know, two seasons ago, you know, against Arizona, you know, he's backpedaling from, you know, Oregon zone 45 and shoots a laser, you know, to Juwan Johnson, who plays for the Saints now, that nearly ripped his hands off as he's crossing the goal line. And that ball never got 15 feet off the ground.
But McLovin,
know how
McLovin and Joe, let me try to answer that. Thank you for the phone call. Do you remember the draft profile for Herbert? Because it talked about, you know, he wasn't a vocal leader.
Yep.
And he wasn't consistent. He was a very good athlete. He had a couple of touchdown runs in the Rose Bowl. He stayed an extra year. So those things, it's weird. It's still an inexact science. When you think about all the time, everything that, you know, is predicated on covering the NFL has to do with your quarterback, who you're drafting, who you have, who you need to trade for, who you need to sign in free agency. Everything has to do with your quarterback. Here's Justin Herbert, and at the time you're going, all right, who's going to take him? Because we thought, okay, the other quarterbacks and Joe Burrow, like, okay, that's a given. I mean, Tua goes five. I remember, you know, the Lions... I think the Lions internally were going to take Tua, thought about Tua. But they took Jeff Okuda. Yikes. But, you know, here you are trying to figure out. Justin Herbert had everything you wanted as far as size, athleticism, arm strength, played against, you know, good competition. But he was quiet, soft-spoken. Can he be a leader? Like, these are the things. Once again, it drives me crazy when you talk yourself out of somebody. Like, you never say, well, what's he do well? Well, he's really athletic, he's tall, and he's got a really strong arm. He played against good competition. Well, why wouldn't you take him? I don't know. He's kind of soft-spoken. Okay. That's why guys lose jobs, because of stupid things like that. Yeah, McLovin.
See if you can guess Lance Zierlein, NFL.com, his player comp in his draft profile of Justin Herbert.
Okay. Player comp, Justin Herbert.
Also a high pick.
Josh Allen?
Close.
Mitchell Trubisky?
Close. Tall guy.
Paxton Lynch?
Not that tall. We found out this year his shaky ankles. He's already been traded after being the number two overall pick.
Carson Wentz Jr. Yeah. The third.
Yeah. Zierlein said, I think what you were saying, has a high ceiling, but didn't have enough wow plays in college, is what Zierlein says for all his physical traits.
Yeah. I mean, there were times I tuned in and I didn't see it. And then there were times when I tuned in the Rose Bowl and I went, yeah, I mean, that guy, he's talented. But, you know, you got to get with the right organization. If he had gone to the Bears, he might not be who he is right now. Let's go around the room what we learned on the program. Todd, I'm going to start with you. What did you learn today?
Chargers head coach Brandon Staley explains that putting a roof over the offense is not letting them go deep on you.
All right. Yeah, you guys were geeking out over that. You're putting the roof on the defense. Yeah, McLovin?
Chris Sims called us a bunch of jerks.
Yeah, he did. I was okay with that. Seton O'Connor.
I learned that according to this draft profile, Justin Herbert has issues finding touch on his tool belt.
Ooh. Wow. That seems
issues
little,
finding
little
touch on his
personal.
Tool belt.
Paulie?
We crushed Final Jeopardy.
What we learned brought to you by Mercedes-Benz, the range of SUVs. Every member is waiting to impress you. The 2021 Mercedes-Benz range of SUVs. Learn more at MBUSA.com. Mercedes-Benz, the best or nothing. Show's over. We'll do it again tomorrow. Talk to you then. One more item as we close out the show. You know how important sleep is to me, all of us, not just to keep me sharp, but keep this body in tip-top shape. The key is to have consistent sleep, and that's why it's so important to have my Sleep Number 360 smart bed. Did you know that you're supposed to wake up at the same time every day, even on the weekends? I get up early on Saturdays, do the same exact thing during the week, and my wife asked me, why are you breaking down last night's game? It's Saturday. And I said, hon, every day's the Super Bowl. I gotta get my rest. Sleep Number, the official sleep and wellness partner of the NFL, because proven quality sleep is game-changing sleep. Save up to $900 on Sleep Number 360 smart beds, plus special financing for a limited time only at Sleep Number stores, or you can go to sleepnumber.com/Patrick. Subject to credit approval, minimum monthly payments are required. See sleepnumber.com for details. Once again, save up to $900 on the Sleep Number 360 smart bed, plus special financing for a limited time only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com/Patrick.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.